What makes a good road trip?
Some snacks, some beef jerky, some sodas. This is standard.
Arriving at Price Chopper.
We have dinner here in the hotel and just explore the spooky old hotel.
Not authorized. All right. Let's park a minute and see what's here.
You want to park?
Yeah, don't you want to get out and walk around a
little
bit?
Yeah, let me grab the camera. Lovely.
Like restaurants, hotels, attractions, really all of the makings of a good trip. Listen to that car. We're having an adventure on I Love Upstate New York.
The first thing you need to know is we love to find a hidden gem, a place that would be difficult to find on your own, somewhere off the beaten path.
And since it's off season, right, it's December 29th, what exactly are you expecting from Saratoga?
I don't know. I think it's going to be such a fancy little town.
Because we've been to a lot of other fancy little towns, so to speak. Like
Sackett's is a fancy little town.
Yeah. Skinny Atlas.
Skinny Atlas.
So are you expecting like a small...
I'm thinking it's going to be bigger than Skinny Atlas, but the same kind of air.
So you're thinking historic, quaint town feel.
Yeah.
But with an upscale New York City undertone.
Clientele, maybe?
Maybe.
I think that this is one of those places that like wealthier people in New York City come on vacation to.
Right.
Like Lake George.
Right.
Like back in the day, Lake George, not Lake Kirkland.
The first step in planning a successful road trip is to do some legwork. See, we run a photo blog, so we're always looking for new places to visit in upstate. We've been exploring different places for a few years now. Explain how this little trip came to being.
So, we run this blog, I Love Upstate New York. We walk around and take photos of stuff, visit new places, kind of a way to explore and get out of the house. And been posting our photos through social media for a couple of years now, and we've gained a number of followers on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And I started to notice that some of those followers were businesses, like restaurants, hotels, attractions, you know, things to do. Really all of the makings of a good trip. Listen to that car. So yesterday, I sat down and I made a list of all of the businesses that followed us on Facebook and Instagram.
And there were a lot of businesses and places to visit.
Yeah, there were quite a few.
There was really a large list.
Probably upwards of...
I mean, like three or four notepads or three pages worth.
Yeah, probably like 50 to 60 businesses.
So we planned out a trip, plotting some places that were following us, and we decided to stop at a state park on the way to our planned destination, just outside of Syracuse.
Then turn right on Green Lakes Park Drive.
Okay.
Okay. A little booth here.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just driving into the park.
Standard state park booth.
Yep. Oh, it looks like there's a little road right here. Oh, no, is that a trail?
It's probably a path. That's a path. Well,
service drive, do not park, authorized vehicles only.
Okay.
Not authorized. All right.
All right.
Let's park a minute and see what's here.
You want to park?
Yeah, don't you want to get out and walk around a
little bit? Yeah, let me grab the camera. Oh, we're coming up to a little footbridge. Oh, this is cute.
Yeah, it seems like the thing to do around here a little bit is to come and walk around the lake. Because it's not such a big lake that you can't walk around it in probably, what do you think?
I mean, if you're going sometimes slow like between, us, like an hour.
Yeah, sometimes between like half an hour and an hour.
Yeah.
Depending on your pace. There's benches, you can sit.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Mnemonic Lake, Mnemonic Lake. I don't know, it's something like that. Well, there was a sign back there that said what kind of lake it was and why it's green. Yeah. I should have read it.
Yeah.
Well, I did read it, but I just can't remember exactly what it said.
We looked it up. It's pronounced Miromictic Lake, and it really is green. The sky was cloudy, and for the most part, it was a gray sort of day. But there was just something so cool about the lake and the slight amount of snow falling. The people were friendly. It was really a great first stop on the road trip.
What did you think of Green Lakes?
I really liked it. I want to go back there in the spring or in the summer and do a little more exploring when the weather is a little bit different. But it was still really nice with a little bit of snow. I think the temperature is probably around 30, 35. What do you think?
Yeah. And it took us, let's see, we got there at 11:20 and we, you know, walked pretty slowly, I would say.
Yeah, we stopped and took a lot of pictures.
We didn't have a very fast pace by any means, and it took us, what, an hour to walk around the whole lake?
Yep.
All right, so overall, what'd you think of that as our first,
great.
The first stop there.
That, it set a very high bar for the rest of the trip.
I know, yeah. A little bit of snow, just a little.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Don't be afraid to deviate from the plan a little as you go. This is the best part of traveling in your own car. You have a plan, but it's not a bus, it's not a plane, it's not a train. If I want, I can change the schedule. The sign on the way into the Saratoga Spa State Park is enormous. There are at least 10 different things listed. Mineral Springs, a theater, the Performing Arts Center, and the Gideon Putnam Hotel. It's this really beautiful hotel with a display case of bowler hats next to the elevators. You do get a slight sense of the racing tradition associated with the area from the hotel itself. In our room, we found two shining royal blue bottles of, you guessed it, Saratoga spring water.
Taking a cab. So, we have a plan for dinner?
We don't have a plan for dinner.
I thought we had a plan for dinner.
How could we have a plan for dinner? Did we have a plan for dinner last time you asked?
I thought we... Okay. There's got to be at least one place that we want to go.
Downstairs, and then I think we should just go.
If we don't hear anything, then we should just go.
Well, that
or
is always...
You just, like, hang out here and explore the hotel.
I mean, that's always good, but you have to have a backup plan in case there's nobody down there that wants to talk to you.
Well, there's got to be a bartender down there.
They might not want to talk to me. So this brings us to the second thing we think makes a good road trip. And this is one of the most important and best things anyone can do when visiting a new place. Talk to people. The hotel bartender, the cab driver, the person walking their dog. The longer they have lived in the area, the better. These are the people who are going to help you find the little known places. Came on a Monday and a Tuesday.
And tomorrow I'd like to go to Mrs. London's.
We're going to Mrs. London's Bakery for breakfast.
Yeah, and then we can go to this Healthy Living New York Market too.
Yeah, we gotta check out
the market. This is like a cool town. Like, there's so much stuff to see here.
Well, that's what we did say that too. Like, we could just go into town.
Yeah.
And just walk around and see what's there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always an interesting way to explore a new place.
Sure.
I just feel like we should have some backup plan.
Well,
this is totally opposite. You're usually the planner, and I'm the one that's like, well, let's wing it. What the hell happened?
Yeah, but when it comes to eating, I mean, you could just look at a place and be like, that place looks interesting. Let's eat there. Worst case scenario, you have to wait a few more hours to eat again.
Well, eating is an important part of the trip for me.
Well, yeah. It obviously is for me, too.
Yeah, I like to eat my way through a new location.
Of course.
So I can report back on the quality of the food. Yeah.
All right, let's go figure out a dinner situation.
Okay. Thought it might be nice to call a cab and go downtown for the night. On the way to dinner, we were given a 5-minute tour of the city, which all in all included a short history lesson, an overview of the area nightlife, and a great story about a lady with 36 chihuahuas. The local lore is that there's a special heated part of the lawn just so the dogs can do their business in the winter without getting cold paws. Okay, so...
We're in the Merry Monk.
We're in the Merry Monk. It is a restaurant bar, Saratoga Springs.
It's recommended to us by our driver.
Yeah, and one thing I would suggest is to have a driver, to get a car.
I recommend getting a car.
Because not only is it safer, more legal, but you can pick the brain of the driver for local... spots that are little hidden gems.
I mean, that thing about the chihuahuas was crazy.
I mean, that little story he told us about the 33 chihuahuas. Just wait. I can't wait until we actually check that place out tomorrow.
I know it.
Which brings us to the last important theme of a road trip, according to us. Relax, explore, and live in the moment.
Really nice photos of the...
That's the one thing I thought we'd be missing tonight.
The house at night.
No tripod means no night shots, unless we can find a spot to kind of set the camera, which we can, but...
Sometimes I think that the camera... It puts a limit on the amount of vacation I can enjoy.
Sure. Carrying the camera?
No, it's not even carrying the camera, but I'm just so busy, like, trying to capture the moment that I'm not actually living in the moment.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's nice to put the camera down and just experience the vacation that I'm on.
So on the second day, we decided to take a drive. So, where are we now?
We're in Phoenicia.
We're in Phoenicia. We took a little right-hand turn, and it's like we drove down a hill into the Old West.
It does kind of look that way. Yeah. This is an interesting place.
This is a really interesting, small little town, yeah. This is cool looking. It's like an old-timey diner.
I've been following them on Instagram for quite a while, and their food looks delicious.
All right, well, we're going to find out.
And they've got a sweet, woody,
logo, like with one of those old Woody station wagons.
Oh, yeah.
Totally bad.
I tell you what, we're going to have to take a picture of that because that is exactly what Phoenicia is all about. Like,
I know it.
That logo for this diner.
So we'll have to check that out. We packed up and left the hotel room on the final day. We wanted to go to breakfast at this little bakery we've been looking forward to visiting since we arrived in Saratoga. If you can remember a lot about a place, that is great. But we like to leave a little bit of each place we visit undiscovered for next time. Whenever you visit a new place, you want to leave enough things to do so you have a solid reason to come back. Mm. Some unfinished business.
Did you see the little sugar ones?
Mm-hmm.
Here's to a successful road trip.
Here's to a wonderful road trip.
Muromictic Lake has layers of water that do not intermix. While very rare, Muromictic Lakes appear green due to wavelengths of light penetrating deep past the surface to depths closer to the green end of the spectrum. To see Andrea's photos from the trip, go to www.iloveusny.com. The I Love Upstate New York podcast was produced, edited, and narrated by Scott Rule. All artwork and photography by Andrea Parisi. All materials copyrighted 2015 to I Love Upstate New York.
This car totally smells like farts.